Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J. My girl, Nate Seduction, being in a bit. But, man, it's another beautiful Wednesday, which I know every Wednesday show we call it Hump Day After Dusk. So, yes, man, definitely excited. A lot of over-the-top nonsense is going to happen on tonight's show. Because if y'all have seen what tonight's title is, that should give you an indicator of the direction of tonight's show will be going. I'm definitely up to no good. So, yes. Man, tonight's title of the show is Tax Time Has Begun. Tax Time Has Begun. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of wild stuff coming out. Before I do that, so we got Nate in the building now. What's up, Nate?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Nothing much. Over here, about to be up to no good tonight.
I'm good. How about you?
Man, yeah, shoot. You already saw what the topic is and what the topic for the, you know, because you know me, I'll never put the six out this early. But I decided to put it out a little bit earlier. It's to tease people. So you know that I'm up to no good with this list. With the under the sick today, so, oh yeah, it's gonna be wild. But anyways, what's been going on with you?
You know, another day, another dollar. You know, I just got back in town from Atlanta. You know, went down there to Super Bowl. You know, so
how was Atlanta? Were you on your best behavior while you were out there?
For Seduction 101, I'm going to talk about my experience Super Bowl weekend.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. Look at that. We giving out. That's what we call in the biz a radio.
I got some tea.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You got to hold some of that off to Seduction 101. You got some stuff like that going on.
With some celebrities I encountered, so stay tuned.
Oh, man, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Yeah, we got to hear, I can't wait to hear that. Man, yeah, I told you, I meant tonight's show was, y'all never know. Oh, I'm not simulcast tonight, so anybody's like, oh, y'all want to go see my ugly face tonight? My ugly ass face ain't up there tonight. You're just going to have to come check us out. Listen to the radio stream today, because I feel like getting, all spiffy for y'all tonight. So I was like, nah, y'all good today. Y'all need to see me. So, yeah. But, oh, my goodness, man. Speaking of tax time, which y'all know that it took us tonight's the 6th, is on the focal point of the 6th tonight is, oh, goodness, I just switched my whole entire Facebook feed doing too much. All right, so, yes, the title for today is The Most Random Things People Spend Their Tax Refund On. And, yes, if y'all know anything, you know anything with the history of the show, when it comes to the 6, y'all know that these lists are always extra over-the-top petty. And so I decided, because my heart, because I never told y'all ahead of time what these lists are going to be about. I gave y'all a bonus one on Facebook. So I'll tell you what the bonus one was, and then y'all going to have to find out what the list is as me and Nate build it piece by piece. So the bonus for, again, the most random things people spend their tax refund on, that was this one didn't even make the cut. So if this one didn't make the cut, y'all know this 6 is going to be crazy. And that is people taking a trip to see Dr. Miami a.k.a. Finster. Oh, I got to twist my voice for this one. Taking a trip to see Dr. Miami, a.k.a. Finster! Make my monster grow! You know, if y'all know anything about Power Rangers, y'all know Finster makes the monsters grow. That's what Dr. Miami does. All of a sudden, some of these things go there. They got they serve more pancake booty than IHOP. And all of a sudden they come back, they got a fat ass. I don't know what's going on. So, yeah, that's why people are going to be spending their tax refund on. And, y'all, that was just – that didn't even make the list. So if that didn't make the list, imagine what the list is going to be. Oh, man. Nate, what you think about that one, Nate?
Which should be interesting.
You said what?
Should it be interesting?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, you know people using some of that refund to go see Dr. Miami.
Actually, not. Nah.
I say you are, but you know it's some of them they are. You know,
Dr. Miami is expensive. So even if they get their taxes, they still wouldn't be able to afford Dr. Miami too.
You know, they're gonna put a down payment down, so you know, a little bit.
They gonna need their tax check and a couple more checks to fuck with Dr. Miami.
I said they gotta figure it to the maker because they gotta eat. If they gotta eat oodles and noodles, they gotta do what they gotta do.
Shit, I want a boo job, but I ain't going to Dr. Miami for money. You're gonna be trying to charge like 8 racks.
So you're getting a great value. Also, you getting a great value boo job.
Nah, I'm still gonna go to an expert, the one who did charge.
Okay, so basically, you're not quite getting members mark, but you're getting signature select. You get more so.
Everybody knows Dr. Miami is overrated. It's people who do the same job as Dr. Miami, and they just want to still be
overrated. Right. Oh yeah,
Dr.
I mean
Miami
that's obvious.
Overrated because a lot of celebrities go to him.
Right. Well, yes. So
who's doing plastic surgery, so I'd rather go to a different station than mine.
Right. And for the record for people out there, because I already know the moment I said that some fake-ass person said, oh, you know, because the people that like to start the rumors, they got their fake
it's real.
I know, because I saw the person. That's definitely real.
The only thing fake is the boob. Period.
Point blank. Yeah, it was. I tell y'all, I ain't seen it, but this is why I saw. Yeah, it's real. So, yeah, y'all get that little notion out your brain. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, so, yes, anyways, it's about that time. I'll go to a quick little song break. We come up from the song break. We're going to get into the six. We didn't tease y'all enough about it, and y'all didn't saw me talk about it on Facebook. Like, what the hell is he getting ready to be up to? Y'all know me. I did not act right in these lists. And y'all know how it works. Remind y'all how the six goes. It's like round robin. I go, Nay goes. I go, Nay goes. I go, Nay goes. So, yes. That's how it goes there. We'll be back after this song break right here on Life That Does Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl, Nay Seduction.
DJ Quest.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready.
speak, but she say so much. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it.
Take deep breaths.
Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them addicts. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, and that's it.
I can see that she's ready.
So much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready. She's ready.
Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
All right, we're back, y'all, right here on Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
And nice production.
All right, so y'all, tonight, the topic of tonight's show for the sixth is... Dun, 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 dun. Random things people are going to spend their tax refund on. Now, y'all know us, man. We just have to have fun around here. So you're going to get in your feelings. Don't even listen to this segment. But we're going to have some fun. That's what we do. So let's see. Nate, would you like to go first or would you like me to go first?
You can go first.
All right, I guess I go first. All right, so y'all already heard my bonus one. So I'm going to start with number one, the random things you're going to spend their tax refund on. People, I'm going to let y'all know right now, don't be out here spending that tax refund on getting a bunch of champion stuff and you ain't doing champion shit. Now, I know you're asking yourself, what the hell does that mean, Ceddie J? Don't be having y'all kids out here looking ragged, but then y'all buying the whole champion store. That's not champion shit. Don't be out here being no bird, just getting a bunch of champion shit, and you not doing champion shit in your life. Simple as that. If you ain't living like a champion, your ass don't need a champion. You need second place. You know, go find an alpha called second place. So you don't deserve to put no champion on. Don't be chunking the expensive champion. You know, go get you the go. Get, I mean, hey, go to the little Go to the store. You know, go to JCPenney on the clearance rack. Get you some of that Champion. Don't be on the stove trying to spin that guap. No, yes, again. So number one is don't be trying to buy a bunch of expensive Champion stuff if you ain't live like no Champion. All right, so that's number one. Nay, number two.
So, I'm going to turn the negative into a positive since Betty was talking about kids, you know. So, ladies, if you're fouling kids, if you are fouling kids, once again, you need to put some of that money that you get back open your kids or your kids' their own checking account. It's free to open up a kid's checking account. It's free to open it up for your kids. Put some of that money into your kids' checking account. So by the time they're 18, they have something to fall back on. Or you can get them a head start in life.
I'm feeling that. I love it.
Instead of buying them shoes and clothes, shit that don't amount to nothing, shit. Do something positive with it.
Like, I've had, I get their money back. They're trying to buy their kids' shoes and clothes, trying to make up for Christmas and shit. Yeah, because I've had, like, I had my own, I remember I had my own account since I was, like, 14, 15. And it was interesting. I still remember. It was crazy. I'm like, I got a bank account? Like, okay. Yeah, so you never too. Yeah, I agree. Now you never too young to get a kid's never too young to have one.
Exactly.
So I agree. Get great submission. Very great submission. Same way with you, Nate. Because everything not necessarily us being petty. We are being helpful today, which that leaves my number three. Number three, people. I'm telling y'all this from the heart. I ain't out here being no hater, but y'all need to quit, man. Hey, well, if y'all, it's okay to spend y'all tax refund on towards getting the car, but don't be out here getting cars you cannot afford. Get something that you can afford so that you can be able to have it, you know, for a while, and then you're not creating unnecessary debt. Because you got this car you can't afford. Like, do right by yourself, man. You can still find a nice car, you know. Just be reasonable. Quit trying to keep up the Joneses and y'all want, I want a new E-Class, blah, blah, blah. Get the hell out of here. Get what you can afford. And y'all the thing is, you got to remember this. When you buy a car, you're not just buying the car, man. You got to put up with the insurance. In the maintenance of the car. And Zonny's car, y'all be getting I only drive foreign. Y'all driving foreign, but ain't ready for them foreign repairs. So y'all need to get y'all life together, man. If you want to spend your tax refund on getting a new car, then just do right and get something that you can afford so that you can have it and it doesn't set you back so that you can make the moves you want to make by having a car. Goodness. I hate seeing y'all get these cars and then a couple months later, you know, y'all got that stuff repossessed. That's out of hand.
Okay.
So yeah, that's number three.
So we have number four and number five.
All right, number four. Nate.
Number four. So ladies, do not let your baby daddy flip your tax. Don't let your baby daddy flip your taxes this year, sis. Don't even do it. Don't waste your time trying to get him to flip his grams and shit. Don't do it, sis. Don't do it, his pal. Don't let him flip your taxes, sis.
You petty. All the way, petty.
No, for real, these girls be making their baby daddy flip their taxes, then their tax money be gone. Like, damn, that was a dub.
Right, they be out here. I mean, yeah, I agree. Like, don't be out, yeah, like, for real talk. Like, you gonna be, if you gonna put, you gonna invest it, you better make sure you know, hey, you have an opportunity or a chance of not being able to get it back. So make sure you do it. Don't count your chickens before they hatch type shit. Don't do that to yourself. I done heard too many stories where people do allow themselves to get in that kind of position and then they mad the world.
Right.
Okay, good one. I'm feeling it. Okay, number five. Crazy stuff people going to spend their tax return on. That I'm just like, come on, really? Really, really? People, I need y'all to really sit. I need y'all to sit down with your boy, Seti J, for a second and really think about what y'all doing. Do not go blow your tax. Which kind of goes back to almost, it's a different discussion of when they were talking about a different thing. Don't be going to blow your whole tax return to goddamn casino. Real talk. That shit don't make no goddamn sense. Don't be out here. Go to, oh, you know what? I'm just going to blow it to casino. What? It was a gamble just getting the tax return. You want to fuck that? You want to go take a chance like that? Nah, we got to do better than that, man. So, no. I'm challenging y'all not to do that, your tax return. Do right. So, yes, that is number five. So, name, you have to find a one. Number six.
Number six. Now, let me tell you, I used to be a stripper. So, tax time, niggas come in and blow their whole tax money on the strippers. Y'all better not do that this year. Don't do it. Don't even do it. Then go back home asking your baby mama for $100 to try to flip. No. Don't do it, because y'all love blowing y'all money on stripper tax time. Look, it happened to me. I got a whole bag, like, I ain't going to even lie. So, you know, y'all niggas love. Let me go in the strip club this tax time. Shit, so I can get some extra.
No,
for real.
Oh. Y'all heard it here first. Y'all might see Nate worked on truck or something.
At least. Come on me at least if y'all go do that.
What? Nate, you for worse on torts under the tax season? What? Is that breaking? Are we breaking news right here on tonight?
Just call me Cardi B with the break.
Nate breaking some news, y'all. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I remember this conversation.
Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a. Ain't that what he said?
Just let me know. It's like I get, make sure I got my ones in order. All right, y'all. That was the six for this week. Again, the topic was random things people will be spending their tax returns on. Yeah, there's a million other things we could add to that list. But you know, we just want to give y'all a little Costco sample. So yeah, that's it, man. That was a great one. I have to say, bravo, bravo, bravo. Bravo. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to another song break. We'll be coming from this song break. We're going to go ahead and get into Seduction 101. All right, y'all, we'll be back after this right here on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Seti J, and your girl, Nay Seduction. Yeah.
That's right now, BS. Yeah, is yeah. Still, that's living on it. The next thing you get
well,
money.
Right.
They say you get more money, you get more problems.
See us in the hood getting money.
From the back, I done told you before. I'm killing these niggas. Plead guilty for murder, I'm out on parole. My team is the sickest. Yeah, we sneezing and sniffing, these niggas so cold. The cuffs keep an ice pick, removing your froze, and so I suppose. Cause I've been at your grinding, trying to come up on a lick. And I stay motivated, watch me, cause I got the risk. $1 million nigga, I ain't have to flip a brick. I put it in action, I'm swagging and dabbing, that's how it happens.
In the hood, getting money.
Eating real chicken, shot a finger licking in the MIA. Haters in my vision, get them out my way. I don't play around, but I play for keys. Boy, I'm blowing strong, but y'all niggas weak. I'm a nightmare, get you in your sleep. Keep a small circle, cause these niggas creep. Mailman leads, told me turn it up. Quarter press of death, call a coroner. You ain't get the pussy, cause you're boring up. I'm a Florida nigga from another planet. Send me automatics, yeah, I'm off deep. Quarter causing havoc, yeah, I got them shook. You ain't see me, nigga, boy, you better look up. I've been on a mission, had to get it out the mud. Got the itch in it, I met another plug. The dopest in the city, I got your bitch hooked like drugs. You smoking, I'm matching, ducked off in the mansion, blowing on feelings.
In the hood, getting money.
All right, welcome back to Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, City J, and your girl.
Lay for the time.
All right, y'all. She's about that time for the illustrious segment by your girl, Nate Seduction. I'm letting her take over the floor for this lovely segment known as Seduction 101. What you got for us today, Nate?
So, going back to Atlanta was bittersweet. Like, the head is up and the head is down. Now, the down is my cousin was on a whole lot of bullshit because why would you have a scammer booked around Super Bowl weekend? That's on its entry when it gets canceled. I work for a hotel. They look into stuff like that. And Atlanta is only to the scammers.
Right. They own to the scammers. There's a lot of scammers in Atlanta. They own to that shit.
So what would you even do that? Now, so I went to Rebel in Midtown, Atlanta, whatever. I got in for the floors because I know the promoter. YG performed tonight. The YG concert was lit, you know.
with the whole, you know, he from the West Coast, so he like, where the West Side at, where the East Side at, here it is. But it was cool. He performed a couple songs. And then, you know, I'm in the VIP or whatever in the section, and I look over, and it's Caesar from Black Ink with his little entourage from Black Ink. Yeah, I know the show Black Ink. I know you know the show Black Ink. Okay. Hello?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You know the show Black Ink, whatever. So it was him and his whole little entourage or whatever, like that. Cool, lit, or whatever. So, you know, I got in free or whatever, and the promoter, he came and brought me my VIP wristband or whatever. They was charging $60 for females, which I wouldn't have paid it. It's too high to go to the club, period. I don't care. And then they was charging $80 for dudes or whatever. So, I'm in the club for like an hour already as it is. I told my cousin she wasn't going to be able to get in free because the promoter don't know her or whatever like that. You got to look a certain way to get in the club free in Atlanta. They ain't going to even lie. So I told her, like, don't expect to get in free. She snuck in the club with Black Ink or whatever. Not just the club with Black Ink, whatever. So they had a whole lot of entourage. They had a lot of females with them or whatever like that. Then, after the club, Caesar and them, too. Yeah, Caesar was looking at me the whole time in the club or whatever. I ain't paying him no attention, though, because he's ugly as hell in person. Like, and he's ugly on TV, too, but he looks uglier in person. No, Uncle Will, he's ugly in person, I ain't gonna even lie. But he had his brother in the club too, Teddy, and then he had his other brother in the club, Walt, or whatever, and whatever his name is. And some other people, like some friends and stuff like that. So, after the club, I'm, you know, walking and we waiting on my cousin, bring the car around, whatever, like that. This dude from Caesar Entourage come up to me, like, do you want to hang with Black Ink tonight? Come chill with us tonight, or whatever like that. So, me and my cousin go to their hotel room. It wasn't Caesar there, though. It was his brother and his friend, or whatever like that. Man, let me just say, for them to be celebrities or whatever, like, you know, Caesar to be a celebrity and stuff like that, why the hell is your brother staying in a low budget hotel, number one? I don't understand. Like, you're staying at a standard stay? Like, standard stay? What?
Wait, like, what is that?
You know, it's a low budget. Like, anyway. Now, let me fast forward. I was Caesar's brother with my cousin. I'm with other dude, whatever. Caesar was staying at another hotel because Caesar was probably with some other bitches. Caesar was looking at me tonight, but I'm like, Caesar, he look like a hoe. I'm cool. Like, it was other bitches in the section and shit like that. I'm like, I'm cool. I ain't. And he came up personally trying to talk to me, but I ain't, like, I'm cool, whatever, like that. So, I asked Caesar's brother, Walter, to give me an extra blanket. And this nigga gonna say, I don't work for no hotel. I'm not the hotel. What? But you ain't got to be rude. So I had to snap on his ass. I had to, because I don't care if it's a celebrity or whatever. I don't even give a fuck at this point. Like, I don't care who you is. You still gonna get treated just like everybody else. I don't, okay? Like, you still regular to me. So we going back and forth. He like, tell my rule. I should have put that shit on
Snapchat. I ain't gonna lie.
But he was like, tell my rule.
How my rule? How I'm disrespectful. I said, because I asked you to give me a blanket, and you was talking about you don't work for the hotel. You ain't got to work for the hotel to give me an extra blanket.
Wow.
Then this nigga would say, you didn't pay for this hotel. I paid for it, and
blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and he was like, you ain't got to do that. I said, I'm stuck with my ass downstairs. And then his friend will come downstairs, like, is you good? Talking about he didn't mean it like that. He was just playing. So the next morning,
Caesar brother gets up, apologizing, and whatever like that. Talking about where you from or whatever. Like, I'm from Gary. And he's like,
I apologize.
Damn, you from Gary? I apologize. Whatever like that. He's like, I'm from New York or whatever. It's Black Ink. They original from New York or whatever.
He's like, I'm from New York.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm like, that's not how New York niggas act. Like,
it's been New York niggas who tried to holler at me before, and it was never rude.
Like, New York niggas probably rude to other people, but to the female that they want to talk to or a woman, they address them completely different or whatever like that. But overall, he's cool, you know, smoke weed together, stuff like that. Smoke weed in the club or whatever.
Then, let's get to
Saturday night. I didn't even go out
or whatever.
So a lot of people don't know, but Sway Lee from Race Murder or whatever, Race Murder, however you say it, he be in my DM. He be trying to talk to me next. Or whatever, like, heavy. So he seen that I was in Atlanta, and he hit me up, like, where you at, or whatever, like that. I'm like, I'm downtown, or whatever. So he was like, I'm having a party, or whatever, you should come over here. So he gave me the address to his mission, or whatever, to Sway Lee. He got a mission in Atlanta, he got a mission in LA. So it's like 3 hours later, I get over there, though. And the damn Super Bowl party is over at this point, like, and then I had to keep on hitting. He did not tell me it was a direct union, which I should have known. It's a mansion, I should have known. So I'm at the day, like, damn, nigga, you don't even give me the day code. So I had to DM him for the day code, whatever. I finally get in, ring the doorbell, security up the door, like, who you here for? I'm like, I'm here for Sway or whatever, like that. Now, Sway, he's cool. Like, Sway got a great personality, like, and everything. I got invited to the club he was going to. I guess he had a little pass, which he ain't feeling he had up here. So I ended up linking with him at Oak Atlanta as well. It's a little club. So, I mean, that's how I feel. Like, Sway Lee, he's cool. He gave me a different vibe than the New York niggas. Like, Sway Lee is, like, laid back. He don't really act like a... He acts like a celebrity, but he don't act like a celebrity, if that makes sense. He still know who he is. He still know he's a regular person, whatever like that.
Cool.
So, I mean, it was pretty interesting chilling with Sway Lee. And no, we did not have sex. Let me just put it out there. We didn't have sex with him, just seeing a different side of him that people don't see, because a lot of people see that celebrity Sway Lee, like see that Sway Lee who got music with Nicki Minaj and got music with all these other artists and stuff like that. So it was kind of different or whatever like that. And Sway Lee is young. Now when Sway Lee heard this DM the first time, it was around his birthday or something like that. And Sway Lee had lied to me about his age. He told me he was 24, about to be 24. Sway Lee is only really like 21, 22 years old, though, because I Googled it. Like, nigga, why would you lie about your age? Like, you ain't gotta lie about your age to kick it with me. And you can kick it with anything you want for you, a whole celebrity can go up. But Atlanta was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds like an adventure. Well, that's pretty much usually how a good adventure goes. You got a little bit of bullshit, a little bit of trying to mix all together. I'm about to say, yeah.
Man, another thing is, I used to fuck with this dude in Atlanta. He a promoter. I used to fuck with him. I didn't tell him I was going to Atlanta, but apparently he seen it on my Instagram. And then he texted me like, I didn't know you was in Atlanta until a few hours ago, and I'm like, oh, okay, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then he's going to say, I see that you were signed up with the promoters that I introduced you to. First of all, you didn't introduce me to those promoters. They introduced themselves in the session. Like, come on in. I don't understand. And then you got a whole girlfriend, so why you in your feelings about me chilling with a whole other promoter? Like, I don't understand. Like, you're in your feelings. Like, you got a whole girlfriend. At that, like, you're mad that I chill with another promoter at another club and go say I could have chilled with him and turned up with him at the club. You got a whole bitch. What, me, you and your bitch go chill together in the club? What, I don't understand. So we gonna all turn up together?
They're doing way too much.
I definitely had niggas in their feelings. I definitely had to curse celebrities out. It was just the whole Caesar brother. He probably didn't expect me to talk to him the way I did because he's been on TV and stuff like that. Because he owned like part of the tattoo shops with Caesar. I didn't see Scott though, because Scott, she had a appointment. She was at the tattoo shop because we got invited to the tattoo shop as well, the Black tattoo shop. But he kind of didn't expect me to talk to him the way he did because people like see him on TV, but I don't even give a fuck. Like, I don't even fucking know all this. Like, that nigga was shocked the way I was talking to him. He, it was funny as hell, like, the reaction, because he, how am I rude with him? It was funny.
Mhm.
Cause we was really arguing, like it's crazy. Cause we was really going back and forth, and they thought that you know he was playing, but we was like I was dead ass serious, like I really had treatment for real.
We pretty much they're going backwards. When people get their goddamn feelings. If you know, like, and I say that in this case of, you know, you came for a specific reason, and you know, if you didn't deal with them prior to coming, to you know, getting stuff planned out to coming, then they shouldn't be all on your back. It'd be different if they advised you out, and you're like, okay, whatever.
Okay, if you got a whole girlfriend, you shouldn't be in your feelings. And if you got a girlfriend, why do you expect me to let you know that I'm coming to Atlanta? Like I told him, I didn't want to interrupt your happiness. And the nigga gonna say some sure. No, it's dead as the fucking truth. Like, first of all, you didn't want us to be in a relationship because I live all the way in Indiana, you live in Atlanta. So we, okay, cool, you got you a girlfriend now, and that's fine. So now that I come,
which is
kind of
stupid considering how often you go down there.
I go to Atlanta probably every couple months.
Exactly.
And he's like, well, I can't take you to lunch when I want to take you to lunch. I can't take you on dates when I want to take you on dates. I can't see you when I want to. So he didn't want to do the whole long
distance. What about fucking soundboard?
Yep. But you didn't,
I got something for that. Hell out of here. That's his lame ass excuse.
Yeah,
I can't take you to lunch. I want to take you to lunch. Really?
That's what he said. He said it's his fault because he didn't want to do the long distance. So don't try to put the blame on me because I'm moving how I want to move. So why is it a problem with me chilling with the people in Atlanta? Why is it a problem? Because I didn't come find out with you at the club. It's funny. Then he found out, well, he wants to sit down and have lunch when I come back to Atlanta and talk.
Mm. All right. I think, so you're trying to sound impressive again? I got you. Goodness, man.
That's the
Atlanta
too.
I guess. Just a fucking headache.
But the club was turned. I ain't gonna even lie. The club was turned.
Was you in there throwing that ass?
He definitely was.
Ooh, okay. All right, little booty. Better throw that little old booty.
And Rebel is so big, but it was super packed. Like, because we got a Rebel in Indianapolis, too. Don't get me wrong. The Rebel in Atlanta is a little bigger. Well, both of them is really huge, but it's just like the Rebel in Atlanta, it seemed like it was over capacity, but it wasn't because they were still letting people in. So it was like over 1,000 people, I would say, in Rebel. The club upset Saturday night. Even the section I was in was packed. And then, like I said, I was in the section right next to Cedar from Black Ink, and his section was, he had mostly bitches in his section. It was like the whole club was super packed. Like, you pretty much ain't got no breathing room to me. Like, it wasn't even like room to move. That's how packed it was.
Mm. Out of hand, man. Out of hand. Well, all I gotta say is all that sound like a bunch of this. A little hint of that and a hint of you got all, it's like a roller coaster. You got crickets, hand claps, crickets, hand claps, crickets, hand claps. Oh, man. All right, well. Is that it for Seduction 101?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it like
AKA, huh?
The whole city was packed. Like, the whole city, downtown was packed. But here, like, everywhere you go, it's packed.
I'm surprised the nail shop.
Now, I'm pretty sure the Uber prices are out of hand.
I didn't do Uber in Atlanta, so I'm not even
sure.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, everybody. Shoot that, man. Y'all got today's the 6th, and y'all got today's Seduction 101. That leaves us one last thing, which is the what's going on for the show, where we let you guys know what we got coming up, or we leave you in suspense. All right, so Nate, you up first. What you got coming up?
I plan on doing a couple things. Just stay tuned. I don't like saying what I'm going to do because I like to do it and then come out and do it. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Like, a lot of people don't know I hung with Clay Lee, but it's the radio show, this show. So, I mean, because I ain't listening on Facebook or social media, you know, I kept it to myself. But yeah, I mean.
Sometimes I don't like to talk about everything on social media. Of course, I share the show on social media so that it's a show. They find out. But, yeah, sometimes I like saying some stuff on the show because you get to control the message on the show. You put it on social media, you get to be spun a certain way and all that crap. So, yeah, shout out to that. Of course, y'all know I just released another issue of Human Canvas magazine. Go check it out. Issue number 52. And also, congratulations to the winner of the collector's poster that we put out for this recent issue. And then, actually, this weekend, I have a parachute. Can't wait to do that. First in studio power shoot. So I'm excited about doing that, man. Very dope. I call it the Love Below Power Shoot. just in time for Valentine's Day. So, yeah, a lot of great stuff getting coming out of that project. And got some other stuff coming up, too, but y'all just have to wait, man. I'm be moving around. I'm be moving around a lot coming up. So, y'all just stay tuned, man. Travel. I got a couple cities I'm about to touch down in over the next couple of months. So y'all just stay tuned for more information on that. So yeah.
Me and Sadie together again.
Oh yeah, one of them is me and Nate. I will tell y'all that one of them is me and Nate together. I'm gonna tell you, Nate better not throw that ass at me this time. Yeah. It might be a different hump day after that. Anyways, y'all. We appreciate y'all tuning to another show. Oh, y'all know I'll be talking shit. But so y'all check out, if you miss any parts of the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/CediJ, CEDDYLRJ. And also go to dustspot.com, dustspotradio. When you go there, you can actually listen to the 6 most recent episodes, as well as click the buttons underneath the player that will allow you to be able to syndicate. You know, be able to check out where we have the show syndicated, including iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Go to those different places. Subscribe, show some love, all that good stuff. Listen and repeat. And share with your friends. So there you go. Again, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. We're about to roll on out. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a
name, there is a way.
Y'all tune in to the episode of Life That Does Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl.
Great.
And, hey, what's the public service announcement we give everybody on hump days?
If you don't hump, please do it responsibly.
Yeah. And do right with y'all taxes. Good Lord. All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.